Julia, I really like the engaging introduction, starting with your own experiences with volleyball. I almost want a little bit more, though, when you say, in order to do this, I commit myself to hours of practice. Instead of the general commit myself to hours of practice, if you could list in parallel form some very specific details, you know, exercises or something that you do in order to improve your volleyball. In terms of expression, you have a really nice sense of style when you build off that fear of not doing anything and add of not being anyone, of living a life of no importance. That sort of echoing quality really emphasizes your idea as well. The next paragraph, though, is relatively flat. You have a lot of empty phrases. There are, there is. You can rearrange those sentences so that they're more engaging. For example, instead of there are different circumstances that breed diligence, simply say different circumstances breed diligence. Or you could parallel the first sentence in your next paragraph and say diligence is often driven by competition, and then diligence is often driven by selfishness, and so forth. When you bring up the idea of selfishness, you could maybe correlate all of this or connect all of this with the sin of pride, since I think that's what you're getting to. The next paragraph, jealousy and vanity find themselves in comfortable community with selfishness. That's nice. I really like the personification with and the alliteration of comfortable community. I made a comment or two with diligence being like a tie, just a way to sharpen up that expression. But you say diligence does not retract the hidden sin behind its virtuous face, counteracts the progress. But I don't know what sin you're talking about. You don't identify it. Is the sin you're referring to sloth? In the next paragraph, you talk about the patter of sin and virtue melody. That's kind of neat. But the word beacons doesn't make any sense. Do you mean beckons? Even then, I'm not exactly sure I understand it. Your discussion of good works is really interesting, a bit cumbersome or awkward leading up to it. But when you talk about people doing good works being blind to the sin, I think that's intriguing. You're getting to sort of the underbelly or the dark side of the sin. When you admit that your faith isn't always executed for purely altruistic or pure reasons. It's very honest, and the details about your Savior, very compelling. What follows is a little flat in comparison to the very vivid paragraph about your faith, but I'm not sure what I'd recommend.